him.
W4VWA, over.
Game 4 VWA, W4DJW. You're up and about mighty early on a Saturday morning.
How are you doing this morning, bud?
I'm doing good. Just sent Amy on her way up to Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm making a few 40-meter contacts before I get on that elliptical. How about you? What you doing out and about so early?
Well, I've got a little thing going over to church, and I got to go over and help with you guys. And I'll be back by about 10 o'clock, just in time to load the gun down to the field. Hey, do you think Prometheus survived the wind?
Yeah. I don't know that I'm going to bring anything to fly, though, because it's kind of chilly. I'm going to go, but I don't think I'm going to bring anything to fly. Are you?
Only 28 out there right now. That's just kind of balmy compared to Alaska. No, it's supposed to warm up to about 50. Okay,
well, I might bring something then. I don't know. I'm still debating it. Don't be surprised if I don't, though.
Well, yeah, there was something else I was going to ask you the other day. I'll think of it in a minute. So, anyway, it is. Well, what we used to call severe clear.
Yeah, I had to go fill Amy's car up. So I've been up for a while. I had to go fill her car and put a baby, one of those things that contains the baby from crawling around on the floor too far, one of those things in the trunk, and wash her windshield, because she's going into the sun this morning, so the inside of her windshield. So I've been up for a little while. I think I got up at 5, or a little before 5. I had coffee ready by 5.
So, you are truly a prime example of a fully American male domesticate, or a domesticated American male.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Well, look at who else is up this early in the morning. Is everybody getting up before 8 on Saturday morning?
Good morning, Stevie. Yeah, the reason I'm up before 8 is because I'm headed to the food bank to work, and I'm supposed to be there in 7 minutes, but I think I'm going to be a little late.
See, I'm in exactly the same boat. As a matter of fact, food bank, and we have a little area where folks have donated clothing, and they run both at the same time, and I'm pretty much the safety team.
Well, I'm going to let you two pick it up, because I am still making 40-meter contacts and sending out QSL cards and acknowledging contacts, kind of time-consuming. Anyway, you guys carry on. Good morning, Rusty. W4DJW, standing by.
Hey, how is propagation on 40 this morning? Is the band open?
I think the longest, I haven't made anything overseas, but I saw a French station go by and a Japanese station go by. I haven't made an attempt to contact them yet, but I can hear them. So if I can hear them, then it's highly likely they can hear me. So I would say that propagation is good this morning on 40. I haven't been up any higher than that yet this morning. I got to stop this and go get on the elliptical. I need some self-discipline here. W4DJW.
Okay. Well, just curiosity, what are you doing FT8 or phone or what?
I was doing PSK, and I wore all those guys out, so I bumped over to FT8 before I changed the frequency. I usually go grab up all the PSK that's on a frequency, then I'll go into FT8 and get a little bit more, and then I'll jump up a band as I try to follow out of gray line, going through the bands from 40 all the way up to 15 meters. And I get contacts on every band, 40, 30, 20, 17, and 15. And it's like they're all open. It's wonderful. I don't know what's going on, but it's really, really good. W4DJW.
Do you do much voice?
You mean that protocol they invented about the same time they invented the wheel? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, the one that's a little more difficult.
No, I don't go back that far in time. That's too far back in time for me.
All right, I understand. I'll talk to you a little bit later. All right. Well, Rusty, obey the road rules now. Don't do like I'm doing and trying to time warp to be on time.
I'm coming out of the hole. I caught most of that. I caught everything but your last transmission. But anyway, yeah, we just do food bank over here. We do have some clothing that we have for stuff, new stuff people have given us to give out and things like that. But we're primarily, this is the food bank. We do clothing at other times. They do clothing at other times. So, and I just help hand out food and keep things, try to help things keep moving and get things done. But, yeah, it's a brisk 25 degrees out here where I am now.
Yeah, I was saying that we should both observe the road protocols and not try to time warp to be on time with our speed and pace.
I didn't tell him I would be there by 7:30, but I usually try to get there by 7:30 so I can help get everything set up, help do the stuff to get things set up, set up the lanes outside for people to go through to come to register and things like that, and get our people set up, and then try to get the food moved inside out of the coolers and the freezers and things like that so I can do that, because I can do that. And usually I hand out desserts for working the event, so that's usually an easy thing to do.
That's good. Hey, did y'all use Harvest Hope?
What now? I didn't hear that last bit.
Do you guys use Harvest Hope as a source?
But we got several grocery stores over here. We get a lot of stuff from Sam's Club. We get a lot of stuff from Publix. We got a Food Lion that we get stuff from. We've got some local farmers that furnish us eggs. And when the season is right, we get there's some local farmers here that furnish us greens and things like that. They're in the business of preparing greens. They got a small business, but they set us up with stuff on a local basis. Once the season gets in, we start getting things like that too. So we get our stuff from a lot of different areas, and it comes in very handy.
Oh yeah. Did you remember seeing on that last big freeze we had about the pipes burst at the Harvest Hope over in Greenville?
And, I mean, I know the last big freeze we had back at Christmas time, we had a burst pipe in our church in one of the ceiling in one of our restrooms. So we're still trying to figure that out.
Had a Harvest Hope is in the old TYA building. And Pierce Young and Angel, a food distributor, and they had like a 6-inch water main up in the ceiling burst. And man, I tell you what, it was bad. Ruined a bunch of food.
A 2-inch water line that goes through our ceiling feeds the two bathrooms in the same building the office is in, and the one above the men's room, it burst in the ceiling above the men's room, so that made things good because it got stuff in the hallway. And this was like on Christmas Eve, and we got there, and this was our Christmas Eve service, and we had people in there all day that day trying to get up the water and fix the pipe and everything else like that. So that was an interesting evening.
Imagine. Yep. Well, listen, I have arrived, so I'm going to go ahead and sign with you. Get over there and try to do some good today. I will talk to you again soon. 73, KN4, VWA. I'm clear.
All right, well, I'm about to arrive here, and we've already got people sitting in cars outside waiting for us to open. And we don't normally open till 8 o'clock, so we've got people already over here waiting to get in to get food. And if that tells you anything. Anyway, I'm here, and let me get inside and see about getting set up and do what I got to do to get things going. Talk to you later, KN4VWA, W2T, clear.